Well, you can start with something simple like Wordle, where you gather all the data using a report, for example, and put it into a Wordle, and then that shows you the words that are most used in your document and the most popular words. That can be a very kind of easy, fun way of showing people how they write, and maybe that might change the way they write if they want to accent more words, different words. The other one that I mentioned to you, the Tableau Public one, the one that we've used in our training course, is we deliberately used it because the person who's doing the training, Caroline Bevan, is very good at doing infographics, and she was able to show people who had no technical knowledge how to use it, and they found it very exciting, and they weren't, although people do have a fear of data, they weren't scared about it on the day, and we're planning another session in September, possibly with the same people, certainly with Caroline, to do the training to show people again, remind them, because I don't think it's not a one-off experience. I think you have to. It's like anything, when you're learning to use a new tool, you have to keep practicing and trying things out. So Wordle, Tableau Public, Pictochart, there are other ones that come to mind. I would recommend just having a go, at VCSS camp when I was showing people how to use Periscope, the best thing to do is just try it out. That's what most of us are doing. You try it out, that doesn't work, try something else, try it again, try it with other people, surround yourself with people who are disruptors, innovators, who want to try things out like I do. I'm here at the Impact Hub today. This is a great place to go and meet people who are interested in the same sort of things, be in places that, want to innovate, want to explore.